Okay, hi guys. So this is a quick one. Before I start talking about whatever I want to talk about, I just want to quickly acknowledge God for being such an amazing teacher. I say this because just recently I went through a phase, and I put this up on my Instagram about how God basically isolated me from so many things. He took me away from things I was used to, took me away from things that I was supposedly doing for him, and he made me understand that he wanted quality time with me, and he was taking me on a journey, and he was teaching me about life and change, and he was teaching me about focusing and about worship and about so many things. And it was just easy for me not to put up any content, because it's not like I didn't have content, but I knew that the things that I got were for me to learn and to grow from. And immediately after that season, I knew when it was over, and that was when I put up the post. You know, I had the freedom, I felt release, and that was like yesterday, guys. Today, I got this word for somebody out there. And I'm giving a shout out to God, because it can only be God who would, you know, orchestrate things so beautifully and so perfect. And yeah, so this is what I want to talk about. I've been hearing so many people talking about how they want to perform signs and wonders. It sounds funny as I'm saying it, but like, forget the fact that I'm laughing, guys. It's not funny, it's serious. They don't say perform wonders and wonders like that, but it's kind of like saying that the proof of my faith, or the proof of my strength in Christ, or my power in Christ, is that I can perform signs and wonders. And so lots of people are talking about that. I'm talking about how the revival will be followed by signs and wonders and miracles and stuff like that. And it's amazing, because I was just thinking, and I wasn't even really thinking about it, but I just realized that Jesus Christ spent his life on earth in service. He spent his life serving others. He spent his life going around, dedicated his life to helping others, to being a servant, basically. And we called it miracles. We said he was performing miracles. People said he was performing miracles. That's what they called it. But the truth of the matter is that Jesus Christ did not go out there saying, okay, today I want to perform so and so miracle. I want to turn water to wine today at the wedding. No. Jesus Christ went out with the intention to help, to heal, to deliver, to set free. And he had a problem. Now, this is the problem that Jesus Christ had. His problem was that he could not, for the life of him, see somebody uncomfortable or see somebody unhappy and pass by. He just could not do it. He couldn't. And that's why, you know, he was passing, and as he was passing, there were so many people around, and there was a guy calling out to him and causing commotion everywhere. Son of David, have mercy, and screaming and screaming and screaming. And you know, the disciples saw it as such distraction. They're like, this is Jesus Christ. You know, he's going on a mission. He has a mandate. You know, he's going somewhere and you're distracted. So his disciples were like his convoy. So it's like, this is a very, very celebrity celeb, Shah. And you're trying to distract us, and you're calling out to him, and you're causing commotion everywhere, up and down. And so the disciples are like, what should we do to this person? How do we get rid of him? But Jesus Christ just could not stomach the thought that, you know, this person really needed help. He was desperate. He really needed somebody to, even if he saw somebody to talk to, Jesus Christ could not. So he had to attend to that person. Now that was his problem. He wasn't doing it from a point of, I want to perform sign and wonder. The miracles he did were from a place of having a burden for individuals and feeling like these people need help and I want to help. He performed a miracle where there were 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes and 2 fish or 2 fishes. And, you know, he fed a lot of people. He was trying to make sure that they had food to eat. He wasn't trying to show off. He wasn't trying to show that he was a multiplier. He was trying to get them to have food to eat. At the wedding in Cana, he was trying to save the bride and her groom embarrassment. Because even today, if food finishes at your wedding, you know it's an embarrassment. He was trying to help. Every time he healed somebody, he saw that these people were in bondage and were, you know, were bound by sickness and disease, and he wanted to help them. The revival that you're thinking about, the revival that you're praying for, the signs and wonders, the miracles, is going to come from a place of service. It doesn't come from a place of, oh, I want to blow. I want them to see that I have power. It's going to come from a place of genuine burden for souls that are desperate, souls that are in need, souls that are dying, souls that are suffering. And before you know it, your service is going to turn to a miracle. It's going to turn to a wonder. You know, but I think that we need to stop looking at it the other way around and chasing after signs more than we're chasing after salvation of souls. So the miracle is actually in service, and Jesus Christ was trying to teach the disciples this. He was trying to show them. They didn't really understand. He washed their feet to teach them something, to show them the way, to show them that, hey, it's about this. So you now thinking about the miracle that you want to be doing, are you ready to get down on your knees and wash the feet of those who have walked for miles and miles with no shoes? Are you ready to clean the dirt off the faces of people who haven't had their baths in days? I think that the only other person that came close to understanding the message Jesus Christ was trying to preach, you know, because every other person was just trying to say what they had heard. Well, let me not say this, but I feel like every other Bible great, they were doing what they had been sent to do. But this lady came to Jesus in the midst of so many people. She brought her most expensive perfume and she washed his feet with it, and she dried his feet with her hair. She served him with her all. And that in itself is a miracle. Service is a miracle. So I pray today that everybody listening to this would come to an understanding of how we are to live like Christ, be like Christ, walk, talk, live like Christ. How we are to serve like Christ. And whatever it is that we're looking for, I pray we find it in Christ. Amen. Okay, hi guys. So, I previously recorded this segment, but I changed my mind. I'm just going to go straight into what I want to share with you guys. So many times, or oftentimes, we think that the display of power you have in Christ is miracles, signs, and wonders. So you hear people saying, we need to, as a church or as a body of Christ, get to that point where we are performing wonders and we're performing miracles, and you know, things are changing, and that's just how unbelievers are going to see that truly our God is the one true God, or whatever. You know, but today I just thought about Jesus Christ and how he lived here on earth. And I realized Jesus Christ had a problem. And his problem was he could not see somebody suffering and walk past. He couldn't see somebody unhappy and walk past. If Jesus Christ were here today, if he asks you, how are you, then you better just say how you are, because he really wants to know. He couldn't see people hurt. And, you know, the amazing thing was, he must have been so uncomfortable, because Jesus Christ was God as much as he was man. And so he immediately knew when people were not okay. But he just could not remove his face from, he couldn't mind his business when it came to people, you know, hurting or suffering. And so he had a burden. That was his problem. He carried it on his head. And everywhere he went, he tried as much as possible to help. Now, he went round helping people, and they called it miracles and they called it wonders. But the amazing thing is, he didn't go out with the intention of, today I want to perform a miracle. You know, I even have a problem with that word, performance. Because it makes it seem like you're putting on a show. But even if we take that out of it, what was he doing? He wasn't performing. He was serving. And in that service, we got what we call miracles, signs, and wonders. So let's take an example. He goes to a wedding and wine has finished. Jesus Christ is not thinking, oh, let me show my power. No. He's thinking, this is embarrassing, and I want to save these people from what? Embarrassment. And there you go. We have wine from water. He's talking to thousands of people and they haven't eaten for hours. And he's like, these people need to eat. He's not thinking, oh, let me show them that I can be multiplying bread and fish. No, 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 no. It's about them being satisfied, comfortable, and happy. He's healing people not because he wants to brag. He's healing people because he was truly concerned about the state of their physical appearances, one, and their spiritual appearance. Because at the end of the day, you find out that most of these people who had, you know, sicknesses of one kind or the other, they really needed salvation too. And so he saw souls before he saw the fame that will come from the fact that there has been a miracle performed. Now the thing is, Jesus Christ had this beautiful problem, but he had to teach the people around him to have that problem as well. The closest people around him were disciples, and he tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried so hard to get them to understand that people first, everything else. You know, so one day they're walking together, the disciples are doing squad with Jesus Christ, you know, there's formation, all of them are, you know, arranging themselves so that nobody touches him, you know, because he's the Holy One and all. Such a celeb. And there's this nuisance of a guy who keeps on shouting, "Son of David, have mercy, have mercy." And you know, he's so distracting because this is meant to be some kind of, I don't know, let me think. Not James Bond, but like, I don't even really know. You know, so the disciples are like, "This is not cool. We're trying to, you know, look cool here, and you're trying to distract this movement. Jesus is really going on a holy mission. He has to be in the spirit, and you're shouting everywhere and drawing attention to yourself." So in the disciples' mind, they're thinking, how do we get rid of this guy, you know, so we don't scatter how we look, you know, we look so put together. And Jesus is like, "No, wait, guys, wait. I can hear him, and he's disturbed, and he's crying out to me with everything that he has. He has a problem, and I have to help him. I have to help him." You know, so he could not look past the pain of people. He couldn't look past the suffering. He couldn't look past the bondage. He couldn't look past any soul. Small, the disciples learned, people learned, that the miracles are actually in the service. That's where it is. And so somebody that kind of understood, I don't know why I'm saying kind of like I know better than she does, but like somebody that really understood that service was not just that, it was much more than that, it was worship and it was a miracle in itself, is some random babe like this. She walks into where Jesus is sitting down with so many other big people. And she has this jar of expensive perfume. And she washes Jesus' feet with the perfume. And she dries it with her hair. We look at it and we don't see that it's a miracle. But guys, it is a miracle. It was a wonder to behold. It was wonderful. And so when Jesus was washing the feet of the disciples, he was trying to pass a message across. He was trying to show them that the way to get to people is not to put on a show, is not to be extra dramatic. It is to serve them. And so you ask yourself, I want to show how powerful my God is and how he has given me power. Are you ready to get down on your knees and wash the dirt off the feet of people that you don't even know where they've been to? You don't even know where they're coming from. Are you ready to give your sweetest perfume. Ewe. Are you ready to use yourself to love people, to serve people, to help? Because that is where the power is. That is dramatic. That is where you'll find your miracle. That is a sign of Jesus Christ. And that is the most powerful statement you would ever make. And it's important that we understand that these days it's not really about what you say to people or what you show people, but it's much more about how you make people feel. And so I pray that everybody listening to this would find themselves as servants, would position themselves in places where they can serve, where they can be used to reach out to souls and to touch lives. And whatever it is they're looking for, they will find it in Christ. Amen.